Christmas. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Welcome to the Draft Podcast. That was it.
I like that.
Yeah, pretty good.
That was really good.
Yeah. We should use that all year round.
Always.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, why not?
Dude, run that back. Run that back. Let's do that.
Oh,
wait,
you want to hear that again?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Hold on.
Run it back.
You ready?
Yeah, that felt good.
Welcome to the Draft Podcast,
where we do drugs
and give hugs.
Yeah,
I like that. That's a good opener.
We do drugs and we give hugs,
dude. And we dance to just some cheerful ass music.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, we do.
Oh man, you ever just want a violin player to play to you solo in like a dirty public restroom while you have to take a shit and you don't have a choice, but you're stacking up toilet paper and you just want to hear the sweet sounds of a violin player just for you in that moment in that public toilet? You ever have that?
I'm a hot take some shit. I raw dog it.
Whoa.
Wait, what are you raw dog?
You raw dog the dirty public toilet?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, you just sit on the thing? Man. You don't even, like, prep it or anything?
No.
You're a fucking man.
Holy shit, dude. I won't even sit on the fucking work toilet without... I you know what I do is I get a big wad of paper towels, and then I put some of the soap on it, and then I fucking wipe the whole seat down. And then I throw that thing away.
I'm, like, somewhere in the middle.
You use the paper thing? You use the paper thing?
I don't scrub it.
I don't like the paper thing. I just don't like the idea of that sticking to my ass and everything.
Oh, yeah. You kind of have to bend over and then, like, pull on the different ass cheeks and thighs. Just
exactly.
To make sure there's
I got a
there.
Big, fat ass. So my shit's, once I sit, it's, like, all squinched. And I got to, like, lift one side and pull it and lift the other side. Pull it, you know, and then I'm good to go.
Dude, Genuine had a song about you. It'd be donkey instead of a pony. Because I'm trying to ride that, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, wasn't there a song about Donkey?
Yeah, I think so.
Dominic.
Please.
Yeah, let me ride that Donkey.
Donkey.
Yeah. Let me ride that Donkey. Please. Yeah. Oh, man, yeah, I used to grind hard to that song.
You definitely did.
Dude, scrub the ground, grinded hard. Dude, I used to hit the baby in the middle of, like, a dance floor with a bunch of people around.
What's the baby?
You know what I'm talking about? That's where you get on, like, your stomach, and you kind of, like, beat the ground with your, like, fist, right? But you're dancing, so it's like a dancing baby on the floor.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I used to hit that.
Like a little temper tantrum baby.
So, to me...
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, to sometimes me, I'd much rather put a bare ass on a toilet than fucking lay on a fucking bar floor.
That's a fair point.
Well, it's a dance floor, not a bar floor.
That's true, yeah.
It's both. People are out there with
drinks.
Dancing.
They're dancing, Drew. You know? I mean, it's a dance floor.
There's nothing sexier than a grown man hitting the baby on a dance floor.
Dance floors are inherently clean. Even Howie Mandel, Howie Mandel would eat off of a dance floor.
Yeah, you know? See, that's the thing. The dance floor stays clean, and we make it dirty.
Listen, I'm going to write a letter to Howie and be like, yo, dance floors, yay or nay. And he's going to say, yay.
It's like the champagne room, Chris Rock.
Yeah. Well, don't eat off the
Except
champagne room floor,
of
though.
Sex in it.
Yeah, don't eat off the champagne room floor. Do not.
No, don't do that.
Yeah.
But here we are on a beautiful December day. And this draft thing's about to get blanco. We old as fuck, but we still play the game like Julio Franco. Look out It's a whiteout this week. Look up, we climbing, but still ain't peak. We can see the Earth's cleavage from way up here. Grass is Earth's bra, but we on tops, we no fleer. No grass in the deserts, guess they living freer. We some American gigolos on some dick gear. Look, someone had to sex up Mother Earth. We three dudes, that's a little more girth. She said, your enthusiasm, you gotta curb it. Talk about you wanna get me pregnant and you ain't even birth it. But shit, I guess if we want to hit her center, we got to fly to Turkey. She wants the beef and we give her the jerky. Wonder how many dudes been inside her beef. Damn it. Or when ladies do splits on the ground, do they scissor the planet? Shit, life is a mystery, I guess. Rocking white like Sunday's best. Looking dorky as fuck like Trestle's vest. Brock Lesnar, get that shit off my chest. Anywho, that verse was like Mother Earth, super tight. Tune in now as we draft the color white.
Oh, shit.
Man, that was a good one.
Everyone is gooder than the last.
Oh, man. We had sex with Mother Earth. You ever think about that, though?
Having sex with Mother Earth?
No, if chicks are, like, doing yoga and shit, they're just scissoring Mother Earth.
I mean, I guess they are. I guess you're
That's
right.
That's tight as shit, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how tight Mother Earth is.
She's like, got some wide gaps.
I feel like they're ever heard of the Grand Canyon.
You know what I mean? A lot of people inside her.
It was like throwing a hot dog down a canyon.
But then some areas you're like, whoa, how'd this get so tight?
Yeah, that's true. Like when James Franco got stuck in that wall, or like when he was he was like trapped in there for like a long time.
Dude, like, that's like tight. The triple Z spot.
That's true.
Yeah. And when she raining, goodness.
Oh, yeah, she's slick.
Yeah. It's like 50 million people were just stomping on one spot all at the same time.
She's getting pounded. Yeah.
It's exactly what it's like.
It's exactly like that.
Oh, she'd be monsooned when we hit it right.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit.
Well, we're doing the color white.
The color white.
Color white.
All right, let me roll these balls.
Roll those balls. And everybody else, go to jabroni.com. Find all the great shows on the network. Like this one, the Draft Pod.
And others.
And others, which you'll you can find also them. Find.
Ooh.
The Draft, ooh. That is, you can find on Instagram, the Draft Pod _, or wait, the something.
Jeez.
The Draft Pod _ official?
There you go.
Yeah.
Smashed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if that's what you want to call it.
How did them balls go?
James got first pick, Drew second, Andy third.
That's fine. I don't care. Whatever.
Jacksonville Department of Agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Damn.
The Aggies.
The Aggies.
Well, I don't feel like we haven't had a drop like this in a while.
Well, let me ask you a question.
What?
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I can be ready.
Do, 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 do.
Get this timer. All right, I'll be on the clock. Here we go.
Degeneration X!
God, that band was horrible.
Yeah, they were. Oh, why did that go so hard, though?
I know.
I mean, it's Christmas.
It is.
It's cold outside.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
So I'm going, like, dude, this shit is so white that Disney named a bitch after it. Snow White. You know what I mean? Snow.
Yeah, you're talking about that cocaine.
Maybe Snow White might be, like, way before Disney, but, you know, maybe it's, like, an old, very old. Is the Seven Dwarfs thing, is that, like, a very old thing, and then Disney picked it up?
So Snow White's the old thing. He added the seven dwarfs.
Yep.
Oh, did he
forward in time?
Yeah.
He saw a porn that was done, and he's like, "I could be the originator of this porn." So he created this so that later on people would think that they were spoofing it, but in reality, the people that made that porn actually had never heard of Snow White.
But they
or the Seven Dwarfs.
Oh, well, they have heard of Seven Dwarfs, though.
No, in the porn industry, they just hired seven little people.
Yeah, but I'm saying they had them on deck. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, you always have them on deck.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't have seven little people just ready to go?
If you don't have seven dwarves on deck, then what the fuck are you even doing with your life? You know what I mean? You better have a sleepy, a dopey, a happy all ready to go, you know? Grandpa.
You got it, man.
You got to have a grumpy one, too. A little fucking angry guy.
Dude, before there was deadly sins, there was deadly dwarves.
Hey, don't fuck with that one. He's a little bit grumpy today. He's a little bit angry over there.
I want to see the movie Seven done, but it's done in the style of the dwarves.
Oh, my God.
Each murder is a different dwarf.
Oh, my God. This is a fucking... That is a gem right there.
And give me that unreleased VHS tape, Dwarf Does Murder.
Yeah, we've seen Dwarf on Golf. Now we need Dwarf. Yeah. Dwarf Does Murder. Oh my God! I just thought of a good one. Drew, you're up. Yeah.
I'll go with Pogs.
Oh, that P A W G.
Yeah.
I know you ain't talking about them slammers back in the middle school,
but you would slammer though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
You're talking about that human trampoline.
That's right.
What does POG fully stand for?
Fat-ass white girl.
Fat-ass white girl.
Yeah, P-H-A-T, though.
P-H-A-T, yeah. It's a acronym within an acronym.
Dude, that's Inception.
Yeah. That's some Leo shit.
Man. Yeah. I like
I like this, man. This is a fantastic pick.
I like a good POG.
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of crazy, too, because you took snow, right? Yeah. And he took Pog, and there's snow bunnies, right?
Oh, yeah.
And there's Pog. So, like, you guys got, like, a theme going on.
What's
like, I'm going to fuck it up.
What would the snow bunny be? Like, what is that?
Also a white girl.
Oh, okay.
Because she's white in complexion.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I would argue, not really. Unless she's looking like powder.
Yeah.
You know?
Is there any other prerequisite besides being a white girl to be a snow bunny?
I don't know. Damn.
I don't know either. I mean, I feel like you can't, like, they can't all be snow bunnies, you know? Right?
Dude, you just went deep on snow bunnies.
I know. Because we're talking about pogs.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's got to be more to a pog. Or, I mean, to a snow bunny.
There's got to be more to a snow bunny.
I'm wondering what the difference is.
Like, fucking...
Our resident expert, like, Kevin Aldridge, please let us know.
Maybe they have to be eating a carrot.
Like, I can't imagine, like, Jill Biden is a snow bunny, you know what I mean?
Oh, I feel like
she might be, though.
I would think a snow bunny is like...
I'm kind of into her, you know?
Like, Liv Morgan is probably a snow bunny.
Yeah. That's what I kind of picture, too.
Yeah.
I feel like Blonde has to be a part of it.
Yeah, and then, like, Rhea Ripley would be like a pog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, but Charlotte Flair is not a pog.
No, she is definitely not.
No.
Definitely not.
All right. Sorry, Charlotte.
She's a fog.
Flat-ass white girl?
Yeah. Which is I feel like what most white girls fall under.
What, could she be a tog?
Dude, somebody put a couple Hershey Kisses on that board, though.
Could she be a tog, though? Titties ass white girl?
Titties ass. Yeah.
I'm a tot.
Tot. What? I don't know what it is. What is it?
Is it T-A-W-T?
Yeah. And, you know, you can do some things with letters adjusting.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. Yeah.
Taught you a lesson.
Yeah, you did. All right, Andy, you're up.
All right, I'm going to go with the thing that you think of. When you ask anybody in the world, you're like, when I say, what is the color white, what do you say? And 99.9%
marshmallows.
You can't just be giving out picks.
Oh, I thought you were asking a question.
No, but here's the thing. 99.99 with a bar over it, percent of the world all says this thing is white. But one person thinks it's yellow. I'm taking it.
Yes. I was wondering. It was going to be my next pick because I wanted to see if you would take it. I was wondering where that fucking thing would come in.
You're talking about the moon?
The moon. Yeah.
Yeah. The moon's yellow.
Okay, Kyrie.
Well, it's also flat. You're looking at the flat side when you see it, so it's always facing you on the flat side. That's why it looks round, you know? I mean, it's just science. Yeah, I almost mistook Drew's Wu-Tang flag for the moon back there. If it wasn't for the cutout, I wouldn't have.
Right. I almost mistook his wall for being the moon.
Moons are fucking yellow.
I feel like the doctor put, like, little blue blockers on your eyelids.
It's got a yellow tinge, my friend.
Yeah, I feel like everything has a yellow tinge to you.
I mean, like if you look at
psoriasis.
No, his doctor like installed sunglasses on his eyelids that just kind of sit there on his eyeball, and he's never known it until right now.
It's kind of like the temperature of a light, you know what I mean? And like, you know how like you could have soft white if you go to one side of the spectrum. Or you could have, like, yellow light on the other side of the spectrum.
If you need a new light, yeah, it could get yellow.
So if you think about it, if the sun is fucking yellow and the sun powers the fucking moon...
That means it's white.
All right, so is Clark Kent yellow?
Clark Kent's a white guy.
Powered by the sun.
He gets his power from the sun, but he's
that's
not.
That's what powered means.
But he's not like lit up by the fucking sun. The moon is lit by the sun, which is yellow.
You know what else is lit? That pic of the moon being white.
Oh my God! I will never.
Grass can be lit by the sun, and it's not white or yellow.
Because grass is green.
Yeah.
Yep. While being powered by the sun.
You know, what color is the moon when the sun's not touching it? When the sun's not lighting it up? You think it's white? Every picture I've seen, that bitch is gray. You guys don't know colors. Andy, you're back
up. It's your sunglasses. It's the sunglasses.
Andy, you're back up.
All right.
Moon's fucking yellow. Go ahead.
All right. So from that bomb-ass pic of the moon being white, let's go to something that everybody fucking loves. You can't get enough of it, and it's that legal drug they call sugar.
Oh.
Yeah.
People be addicted to that.
Talking that booger sugar, just that sugar.
That sugar.
Honey.
What about raw sugar?
Raw sugar?
It's brown. But anyways, go ahead.
Just sugar, though. Sugar, everybody likes it. Everybody wants it on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. It'll kill you. But if you don't have it, it'll kill you.
You know what? You know? Sugar is like a slow death, though, too. So it's like not that bad.
Yeah.
I mean, you can enjoy it while you slowly die.
Sugar's like, do you want to have fun and live to 70? Or do you want to have a lame-ass life with none of me inside of you and live to 100? In the last 30 years, you're just looking at bird magazines, but it's really just the same two magazines that fucking Ida keeps replacing. Is that what you want?
I don't know. I don't know, Sugar.
And Sugar.
You know what? It's also a good nickname. Hey, Sugar. You know?
Yeah.
Exactly. I like being called Sugar.
Dude, I do too, especially at a Waffle House.
Oh, yeah. You want some more coffee, Sugar?
Oh, you want some sweet tea, Sugar? Hey, give me that sugar in that sweet tea. I see what you did there. Let me go get you a refill. I've only had two sips of my first one.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You should get two waffles, Sugar. You look like you're hungry.
You know what? Give me covered and smothered. Give me diced. I don't care.
Recording stopped.
Oh, shit. Drew. Well,
see you later, Drew.
Drew didn't like that. He's like, fuck that.
Well, sorry, Drew. We are Waffle House guys over here, and I appreciate IHOP. Yeah, I just like Waffle House a little more. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you go to Denny's, Drew. We'll go to fucking Waffle House and get called Sugar. Yeah. And you can get called Salt.
What a loser. Oh, man. Hey, but after we're done with Waffle House, I'll be heading over.
Yeah, I'll be there, too.
Yeah.
Because after the sweet, you got to get something salty, you know?
Got to get that salty.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sweet and salty.
Man. Yeah. I mean, it's his turn next, too, so we're stuck.
Shit. Let's just put him on the clock and see if he doesn't make it back in time.
Oh, that's a good idea. I mean, it is Sanctity of the Draft.
Yeah.
I'm putting him.
If he doesn't come back, I'm going to give him some, like, whack-ass shit.
He's coming back, but he's going to be on his phone.
Oh,
Drew, you're on the clock. You got lucky.
Oh, boy.
He can't hear me yet.
He can't hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I threw you on the clock.
It's your pick.
I'm on the clock. I figured that's why I wanted to jump in. Damn.
Well, take your pick, Sugar.
Take a pick. I mean, yeah, it is a little bit.
Hurry up, Salt.
What an idiot.
Whoa, dude. Don't fucking give away shit.
Oh, shit. Oh, that is white.
I forgot.
That's the thing about the color white. You just never realize what's white.
I'm going to go with milk.
Oh, I like that.
Give me some milk.
Yeah. Dude, you know when I was a kid, milk, they couldn't have milk in the house. Like, if my parents bought a gallon of milk, that bitch would be gone in less than 48 hours.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Because I'm also over-pouring my cereal, so I can get that whole thing tasting like a big-ass corn pop.
Oh, dude, I would drink like a full glass of just raw milk, just raw dog.
Oh, see, I wouldn't do that.
Dude, I would come in from playing basketball. I'd be all sweaty, and you'd think, oh, get a glass of water. It'll help you. No, glass of milk.
Yep. And I'll put some strawberry Nesquik in that bitch.
I don't even do that.
I would.
I know you would.
I'd raw dog that milk, too.
Yeah.
Dude, sometimes I wouldn't even want cereal. I'd pour the milk in the cereal and then just drink the milk.
I actually don't even really drink milk anymore, which is crazy because I got my fill. I got, like, 100 years worth of milk in fucking 17 years.
Dude, you got it in that first year, you titty-sucking son of a bitch.
I think I was formula kid. That's why I'm such a fucking idiot, you know?
You were rough.
Huh?
You were definitely raw dog titties.
No doubt.
You think I was a titty sucking son of a bitch?
Dude, you made that shit into like a fountain where it just would like go up in the air. And you'd just be like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, Ma, make a game out of it. Yeah.
I get it.
All right. I thought of this.
Made a game man out of it. Man out.
What's.
What?
What's that?
Huh?
What's going
on? Picture?
I thought I heard like a Muppet. Like, a Muppet was like, bang, bang, like that.
No.
Like a beaker?
Yeah. So I thought of this. I thought
drink
of this.
A beaker of breast milk.
I thought of this pick when Drew started talking about seven dwarves murdering, and then I realized OJ's Bronco.
Oh shit! That is such a good pick.
Yeah, that bitch is,
that is a great pick.
That bitch is white as shit.
That day in 1994, we all remember.
Yeah,
the NBA finals were going on. And all of a sudden, boom, cut to OJ's Bronco chase.
Yeah.
They went back there. We were all cheering on OJ because he's your boy from Naked Gun. So, of course, we're cheering for him, right? Like, yeah, and he's going like 45 or whatever on the interstate, just a slow motion car chase with like 100 cop cars behind him.
That's dude, I know. It did look like they were going like 15 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Like, OJ could have just had, like, a glass of milk just on the dash. It wouldn't have even fallen over. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jeez. I remember, I believe I was at, like, my brother's baseball game. And there was somebody who lived nearby. And they kept running back and forth and, like, telling us updates.
That's crazy.
Was it this? Still driving.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then he would come back and be like... Still driving.
Dude, I was big into the news reporter reporting while the helicopter sound is over top. Like, that sound on the TV sounded good as hell. You know what I'm talking about? Just live, reporting live. It's 5 o'clock on a Tuesday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just get that, and, like, I like the sound of that.
I like that. I mean, I think I like that too.
Yeah.
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 That's legit.
Too legit.
What?
That's right. All right. Where do I next?
Your pocket right here. You didn't realize it.
Drew's doing a whole ass calendar shoot over there.
this is the one I thought of because this is like the ultimate creative inspiration. And you know what that is?
What's that?
A white sheet of paper.
Oh. I was like, think box? Idiot. Paper sounds so much better.
What is ThinkBox?
You know, the thing over the comic strip where it's like a thought or what you're saying. A
thought bubble?
Yeah, like a thought bubble. That's what I thought you were drafting for a second.
That's the ultimate creative inspiration for you is like a thought. Like, what could he be saying? He's got a thought bubble going on.
Well, if there's a thought bubble and there's no words in it, you got to put something in. So it's kind of like paper. They call it paper of the pictures.
Because that's where the words go, I guess. Yeah, I mean, it all makes absolute sense, yeah, you know?
I think so.
Yeah. But I'm just going a piece of paper, man. Plain white paper.
So how do you feel about those yellow paper folks?
I mean, what is the sun reflecting off of it?
I feel like I haven't came across yellow paper in a minute, though.
Dude, I used to love a nice yellow pad of paper.
Like a yellow pad? I feel like I have a yellow pad. in like reach.
What you guys' thoughts though? Like, I prefer a wider ruled yellow.
Recording in progress.
No.
And a college ruled white.
I think I'm the same. I like college rule, like a notebook. I like it college rule, but like a pad, like a legal pad. Yeah, give me wide. Because I'm scribbling all over that bitch. The lines don't mean anything to me on a legal pad.
So like a wide ruled is a pog, then a college is a snow bunny.
Yeah, exactly.
The snow bunny of paper, some call it.
All right, Drew.
All right. This is number three.
Yep. Oh, man. I hope you take this because I want it, and it's such a good pick. I'd be impressed with you.
You know, okay. Well, it's probably not it. you mentioned it, but yeah, I'm going to go with the opposite of sugar. I'm going to go salt. It's the perfect balance, salt and sweet.
Of course you're gonna go salt, you salty son of a bitch.
That's right. My old salty dog.
Denny's when we over at the house.
Yeah, that's why you're at the IHOP and we're at Waffle House, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep.
There
was like a Christian thing called Salty when I was a kid. I used to have to go to like all the Christian bookstores, like all of them. Uh-huh. Any vacation, even if it was 2 hours away, we had to go to a Christian bookstore.
Is that true?
They had these little weird ass kids rooms that I would crawl inside of. It was like a barn, you know?
Okay.
And there was this like Gumby looking ass motherfucker, and his name was Salty. And he was like the mascot for the Book of Psalms.
But what was it? P-S-A-L-T-Y? God.
Look him up right now.
So wait,
blow your mind.
Why did you have to go to a bookstore?
Because that's just what we did.
See what they had?
It wasn't my choice.
Obviously. Oh, God. Salty is fucking horrifying.
Yeah, man.
I think you've told us about this before. I've looked this guy up before.
Yeah. Well, there's two versions. There's the cartoonish version. Oh, yeah. But that one's not as freaky.
Oh, the man in the
costume. I look up the real person version.
The man in the costume is fucking horrifying.
Yeah, it was a singing songbook. It was wild.
You know, that's a weird thing to like, because in my opinion, and probably the opinion of most people, is like a Christian bookstore is going to have, I mean, the same book. They're all going to have the same book. You know what I mean? It's like you only need to go to one, and then you got the whole inventory for the entire nation right there.
Yeah.
You know,
they just made up different versions of the book and then called it by like different people of the past. And I was like, this seems weird. But Salty, I think they took the person off of the animated thing, which you never want to do. Well, back then you never wanted to do it. What you should do is invent the real life person and then do the animated off of it. They went the wrong way with it. Thus, you got the horrific
recording
thing that Salty is in front of your face.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess fuck the actual internet.
All right. Drew's on the talk box.
Ray Band.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like that pick. Salt.
Salty.
Salt. Yeah.
What's your favorite salty item, salt. Drew?
Ooh. Popcorn.
Okay.
Which?
That's true.
Which, yeah, bro. Yeah.
All right, Andy.
I'm going to go with cheese.
Okay. You're just reprising all fucking James's picks. From...
Like, here's the thing, though. I prefer white cheese to yellow cheese mostly. I love a good Swiss. I love a good provolone, especially if they're aged. A mozzarella.
Even a white cheddar, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, ricotta.
Yeah.
The ricotta.
Like if you go to a place, and I'm not saying it's wrong, but if you see, like, it's yellow cheese versus, like, white cheese on your pizza, you're a little like, what's going on around here? Unless it's a Mexican pizza from, like, middle school.
Dude, I love Mexican pizza.
So good.
Oh, my God.
But other than that, you want that white cheese. You know?
What? What the fuck? What's going on? I didn't even know that. Twice.
Damn, it looks like Drew and his glowed up brother.
It looks like he had a fucking twin. And he keeps fucking with the show. He's like, yeah. We're recording.
Oh, man, the hotter one stayed. Thank God.
I was just going to leave it on the phone, and my computer randomly fucking popped up.
Get rid of that ugly, Drew. Keep this hot one.
I'd like to. I guarantee I'm going to get kicked again, though.
I'll kick you. And then I'll apologize. All right. I'm going to go with...
Wait, did you not take your pick yet?
Oh, I did.
What was the pick?
Cheese.
Oh, yeah, cheese. So you're going to do your next one.
Yeah, I'm going to take... give me that... one of my favorite things. Some people might say it's basic, but I would say it's not. It's elevated version of the basic item that you're used to from McDonald's. Give me that vanilla bean ice cream. One of my favorite ice creams in the world.
Vanilla.
It's simple. It's subtle. It's delicious. It's creamy. It goes great on every dessert type item.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted to make a spaghetti sandwich with like your dressing as a vanilla bean ice cream, I feel like that would go just as hard.
Yeah. You know? I definitely agree. I'm a big vanilla guy myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I grab it. Like, let me ask you this. If you get Neapolitan ice cream.
Yeah.
Which one do you dig into first? Which flavor?
What's the first flavor? I go center. I go right in the center, the line of strawberry and vanilla together.
Dude. Oh, that is a classic combination. That's really good.
Yeah.
Dude, sometimes I'll leave the chocolate and just throw that bitch away.
Dude, right? Back in the day.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's legit. That's a good... I feel like I do probably scoop the vanilla first, but then
vanilla is the first one gone.
Yeah,
Vanilla can go chocolate or strawberry or by itself.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas you don't really, like, unless you put all three together because you're like... I don't know, a 70-year-old dude that's experienced things in life. Like, unless you're that.
I've seen some shit, kid.
You're not doing all three. Yeah.
I just don't like... The chocolate of chocolate ice cream doesn't taste good to me. Like...
No.
It's good when it's like... The let's say like a cookies and cream, like they get that chocolate right, but when it's just like the whole thing is just that brown ugly color, like it's not good.
Or the big ass bucket that was like chocolate swirled in with the vanilla, but it had like a little bit of that sticky icky.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
That one was good, and it was a big ass bucket.
Mm-hmm.
I like
they were serving buckets of ice cream like that back in the day.
I feel like
I don't see it much.
I like the chocolate if it's got like maybe like some brownie chunks or something in there too. That's good. That's fine for me.
Yeah.
And then I can eat the straight chocolate. But yeah, if it's just like plain chocolate ice cream and you like if somebody gave me that little cup and you pull a paper lid off of it, and it's just a fucking plain chocolate, I'd be like, throw it back in their fucking face.
That's what my kid eats.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So like,
well, he's gonna eat
the vanilla one and then he'll eat the chocolate ones.
Okay. For kids, it's fine. They don't know the difference. You know, yeah,
he likes chocolate. It's fun.
I thought you were just making him eat it. Like, you're like, yeah, I get the vanilla. Yeah.
Vanilla's mine.
And I give this asshole the chocolate because he eats everything.
Well, I get it. For like him, vanilla's like, oh, I'm just going to lay here and not really do much. But like chocolate is going to be like, bunny. Choke me, you know?
Yeah. I guess when you're a kid, chocolate is a little bit more exciting. But as he gets older, he'll realize. He'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
All right, Drew.
Yeah, vanilla's a real snow bunny for sure. Never had to work for anything in their life. well, let's go with clouds. Damn, nice fluffy clouds.
Oh, fucking cloud.
Dude.
We all as kids just wanted to bounce on them.
Oh, yeah.
So much.
Dude, when you watch Mario in a cloud, how jealous are you?
Big jealous.
Gosh. Fucking flying around in that cloud. And dude, that cloud has fucking eyes. I always
wanted to just lay. Imagine laying in a cloud one night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I'm imagining.
Lay in the cloud, you look up at the stars.
I have dreams about just, like, floating in a cloud.
Yeah, I got dreams. Dude, it's still one of my favorite things. Like going, it's like some fucking fluffy clouds on a nice day, just looking up, being like, "Oh man!"
Dude, especially if you get like a park and they've done really well with their grass that's powered by the sun,
mm-hmm.
and you're just like looking up, and the sun's kind of covered, but you get like the fluffiest clouds, and you're just looking at them all, and you're like, "Holy shit! Look." That's Samuel Cloud Jackson, you know, like shit like that. You know?
Yeah, it's actually it doesn't look like Samuel Jackson. It's just a cloud with a thought bubble that says "motherfucker."
Yeah, dude, I love just looking for designs in clouds, though.
And, oh, like, it's the
seeing
best.
What like I can find.
Isn't it great when you like really get one? And you're like, oh my God, this shit looks just like this.
Yeah, and if you take a picture, it'll look nothing like it, and you can't really explain it to somebody. Mm-hmm. But like in person looking at it, you know what? That's kind of cool. We don't have those moments that you necessarily can't capture. This you can't really capture. You just have to look up, experience it.
Yeah.
And like you get it. Colors of the sky, you can kind of capture it. You can't capture designs in the sky that you're looking at.
That's why anytime somebody tells me they saw something in a cloud, I'll say, no, you fucking didn't. I'll deny it. And then then they'll say, like, yes, I did. And then I'll say, prove it.
And they can't.
Then they can't. And then they get furious. Yeah. And then clouds start coming out of their ears.
They're like, man. I swear to God, it was Abe Lincoln drinking a quart of apple juice.
I've never, ever accepted anyone's thoughts on what they saw in the clouds, ever.
You're just like, nope, Abe Lincoln's dead.
I'm a cloud naysayer.
Yep. You can't tell me Abe Lincoln was in a cloud drinking apple juice.
Yeah.
Because he's dead.
Yeah.
And the idiot.
Yeah, prove it, you fucking dummy.
Right.
Yeah. All right. I think I'll go with Michael Jackson's glove.
One away from Michael. Beat it.
I don't know why I'm doing the ring on it dance.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, you want to show off your glove.
Yeah, your glove. My glove hand.
It's crazy. You took OJ silver? And you took a glove.
I think it's white sequined. Yeah. Right? I mean, Andy took the yellow fucking moon, so what, are you going to fucking go against mine?
It looks gray because of how it's sequined, but it is a white glove.
Yeah, white glove sequins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man.
That thing's sexy.
What do you think, if gloves could talk, what do you think that glove would say? what do you think Michael Jackson's glove has to say?
There's no, he's just like, hey.
It got put away for safekeeping, right?
It says nothing in this book about me touching.
Oh, no, man. Michael Jackson's glove had his, like, own house to himself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There was, like, a little miniature house for Michael Jackson's glove.
It wasn't even that small either. It's like a big ass house for a glove. It's like all that's in there is a glove.
It's a four bedroom, five bath for a fucking glove.
Like a family. Like,
it was like thing just going around.
Yeah.
Like the Adams family, you know.
A family of six could live in that house, but just it's just there for a glove.
Yeah, dude, the glove though, super into cocaine and hookers.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At a rotary. Just dial that shit. I could watch it dial all day.
That's how it stays fit.
Why does this phone number have so many nines in it?
That's how the glove stays fit, you know?
Oh, man.
Got that rotary.
I miss a rotary.
All right. Oh, you know what?
I have a bit of a sheety.
Oh, what's
up? It is.
I think I might be done with sandwiches you eat.
Wait, what?
Like sandwiches you eat? Like, I think I'm done.
Oh, I get it. Like
those edible sandwiches, you know?
Yeah, the ones. I got you. The ones that you eat.
Yeah.
The ones you eat, yeah.
Yeah.
Just
had a bad sandwich.
The side effects are too much for you with the sandwiches that you eat. You gotta go poopy.
Little too much sauce on the sandwich.
Do you think he can hear us right now, or is he? Sandwiches that you eat right now. He's a poacher.
He looks like
a... you're missing an R in there somewhere.
I messed up a letter.
Why y'all poach rate it up? What the hell?
I love my favorite move is the poach rate.
Recording stopped.
I love the poach. The poacher had a tough life.
Oh, man. And I hate those damn New England Patriots. Patriot.
Yeah.
Pro Trier? What am I? Protractor.
Protractor.
You guys remember Protractor?
Oh, shit. He's coming back. He's back on the talk box. Man, there's going to be like two completely different Drews this entire episode.
Back to the ugly twin.
Oh, ugly Drew's back.
Oh, man.
That's good, because that other Drew, not funny.
Yeah.
He's a real portrait.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Mm.
Man. But, yeah, anyway.
Yep.
Yeah, just I didn't like the ride.
Mm. I got you. You know, sometimes sometimes it's just not for somebody. You know what I mean? Sometimes they just need to find a different type of sandwich. Uber. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe you should have gotten a Lyft when you got an Uber. And maybe it's the driver. It's not the ride.
Could be, bro. That's fucking deep.
Just
fucking shout out Paul Walker.
Super deep.
Yeah. So I really need to work on myself is what you're saying.
Oh, man. I saw a couple comedy movies.
Couple comedy movies?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It wasn't anything that's going to... I don't know that they'll even make my, you know, top 10 list, but they were both super fucking enjoyable, and sometimes you just need those comedies that do it for you, that you watch, and it's just like, okay, that was a fun time. And it was No Hard Feelings with J-Law.
Oh, I saw that.
I liked it a lot. That's funny, yeah. And The Outlaws with Adam Devine.
Haven't seen that.
Yeah, I enjoyed that one too. Like I said, neither of them anything special, just a good ass time if you need some like thoughtless couple hour comedy stuff, which is, you know, sometimes you just need a break from all the shit.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
It was good. It was good. I enjoyed it.
Nice. I've been
I heard though that's not her actual naked body.
J-Law. Oh, it's not. Well, what have I? Well, who have I been jerking off to then?
Yeah, they might just be saying it, but it looked like natural. I don't know if they used like AI or anything.
She was naked in something else, though, right?
Well,
she had like the leaks.
Yeah.
Oh no! Wasn't she naked in that that Sparrow movie?
Oh, I don't know.
Where she was like the Russian killer.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think she like she gets Jane like jilled off in there at some point.
Oh really?
Doesn't she? Don't they jill her off in front of the whole class?
Maybe. I don't know if I've seen that movie.
They give her an external jilling.
Nice.
Yeah. Apparently they didn't. They didn't say, but it's possible that it might have been a body double that did the nude scenes. So,
oh, well, that's too bad.
But I don't know, because she said the naked scenes didn't faze her and admitted she never gave it a second thought.
Oh, so it's her.
Well, yeah, if it wasn't her, why would she give it a second thought?
And it definitely ain't gonna faze her.
It's kind of a weird thing if you're like, no, I'm not going to do it. But then, like, someone else does it, because then that's just what everybody thinks that you look like, even though it really doesn't fucking matter, right?
Yeah.
But, like, what if you're like, ah, man, that left nipple just, that doesn't scream my nipple. I feel bad that it's not mine. But that's what everybody thinks is yours.
Yeah.
There was a movie that came out long, long time ago that had Jewel in it. And also had Tobey Maguire. But I can't remember the name of the movie, but there's a scene where Jewel is breastfeeding a baby and they digitally take out her nipple. So it's just a raw skin boob. No nipple.
They did that back in the day with the adverts.
Yeah, like they got the nipple out of the lingerie.
Yeah, they like airbrushed them.
Yeah.
The adverts? What are you eating all three fucking Neapolitans at the same time?
That is a very UK thing of me to say.
It's like an old man from the UK.
I just always thought that was weird, that Jewel, rather than show her nipple, she was like, nope, you're just getting the skin bag. That's it.
That is weird.
No
Ride
nippy.
With the Devil is the movie.
Yeah.
Plus, like, okay.
And if you're riding with the devil, you're showing nips. You know what I mean?
That's true.
You're not showing skin bags.
If you have, okay, you don't want people to see your nipple, right?
Yeah.
But you have the technology to take away the nipple. Why don't you just change the nipple?
Or
and then you can
put
like,
the baby over top of the nipple so they don't even see.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Why do you have to see the skin bag? Just maybe have the fucking camera behind her and you just see the baby's head. And, you know, like,
yeah.
I don't understand. It was a weird.
I guess like the baby doesn't get the whole nipple in their mouth, right?
Yeah, but
they just go on the front of it and pull back. a little bit.
There's a little thing called movie magic.
Andy, you'd be the only one to be able to answer that question.
And sometimes movie magic is just angles, you know?
Yeah.
I think Jewel would have benefited from angles instead of a skin bag.
That's true.
I've said skin bag a lot in this, but I just like saying skin bags.
All the ladies of today know about angles too. So
yeah.
Come on now.
I mean, and directors know, like, they should know about angles. That's probably, I don't think that movie did very well, and that's probably part of the reason.
That is probably why.
Because I don't even know what the movie's about. I just know that they took Jules' nipple out of it. That's the only thing I know about the movie.
And I don't know. Like, honestly, like, I've never heard of this movie, and now I kind of want to see a skin bag. So maybe it's actually helping the movie.
I don't know. I feel like you're just going to fast forward to the skin bag, though, and then that's the end.
But he still will have clicked on it.
But I would have streamed on it, you know what I mean? Got the click.
I think you have to watch a certain amount before they, like, the more you watch, the more money they make. And this is like a split-second scene. So, I'll tell you, I bet the movie was not good because I remember zero about it.
Yeah.
Except the skin bag.
Yeah, Ang Lee.
Which is hard to forget, a skin bag.
Ang Lee?
Yeah, he directed it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, and Ang Lee made a fucking bad directorial choice.
Skeet Ulrich is in it?
Well, you know it's good then. You know it's good if Skeet's in there.
Good old Skeet.
Man. Also white. Skeet, you know what I mean?
Dude, is it?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it in the white category. I guess it depends.
Andy? Jeez.
What?
Andy?
Translucent.
What? Translucent? Pearly? It's got a tinge of pearl to it. It's not fully white.
I thought Andy was coming in with some fucking different colored Skeet Ulrich.
Yeah, and he's like, mine's green. What's up with you guys? Oh,
mine's purple with glitter tinge.
I have a raven.
Raven.
And I don't really know why I started this, but I started watching a show on HBO Max called The Gilded Age.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
And I'm all the way caught up, and I'm just waiting now week to week to watch the show, and I'm, like, fucking into it. Like,
Is season 2's dropped?
Season 2's, we're in the midst. It's, like, 6 episodes into season 2.
Oh, I meant to start watching it again. Yeah, I love season 1.
And I'm absolutely in love with Marion Brooke. You know, I'd like her to be my wife. but, yeah, I don't know, man. And some crazy shit just happened with fucking Oscar Van Ryan right now. Oh, shit. My God.
Oh,
dude, you know the show was in the 1880s?
Was it as scandalous as not having an actual French cook, though?
Oh, not that scandalous. But that was, I mean, you just have a fucking cook from Kansas? You fucking peasants.
What is this in black and white?
It's a big time period piece. It takes place in New York City. And it's like the social elite of New York City. And it's,
they got, yeah,
like,
it's like
they got color.
It's got the Astors and I mean essentially the main main family, what is it? The Caracoons.
The Russells.
They're basically the Vanderbilts.
George Russell and Bertha Russell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're basically the Vanderbilts because it was at that time in New York, there was a big thing about new money versus old money, and that's basically kind of what that show is all about.
Yeah,
but I love like
and peace.
Yeah, like I love the Gilded Age. I think it's a cool like when there was just like this insane amount of money, just and like the architecture and shit that came out of that is so fucking cool.
Yeah,
do they talk like normal or do they talk in like
they talk like? Saying? Not like you see, but they talk like
that was about 50 years later.
They talk like pompous, like kind of like half British, half American people. You know, like they're still holding on to like the roots of the of like British monarchy, I guess, or whatever, but like in America. You know what I mean?
Do they have like slang from 1882 up in there?
Yeah, definitely.
Or there's no slang. They just were.
Yeah, the slang is like is long for everything. It's like they speak long for everything.
Yeah. And it takes them 5 words to say one thing.
It, yeah, and it takes place like currently in the show, slavery still exists in the South, but black people are free in the North. And there's a lot of like interracial type of stuff, things that.
Is this in the South or the North, though?
This takes place in New York City in the North.
Oh, in the North.
New York City?
Yeah. But there are, like, Mrs. Scott is a black woman, and she's works for a black newspaper in New York City, and she's, okay. like, the first woman to write an article in a black newspaper.
She's the Jackie Robinson of the newspaper.
Exactly. And yeah. And there are, like, there's some stuff where she goes down to the South to, like, when they go to the Tuskegee School. To learn about what's going on down in the South. And some crazy shit happens down there. But in the most recent episode, they just unveiled the Brooklyn Bridge for the first time.
Damn.
So, and it's pretty cool.
I wonder what rap beef would have looked like in 1882.
Yeah. It would probably consist of
like these motherfuckers riding on horses for 4 days.
Rap beef would
just to drop a bar on them.
You know what rap beef is in the 1880s is opera house versus opera house. Like what's happening now? The big thing is the original Opera Academy versus what is going to be the Met.
Damn. Okay.
So it's like, that's the rap beef, is opera people singing.
These opera people don't play about theirs.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I wouldn't have thought that I would be so into the show, but I'm fucking into it.
This does not sound like anything you'd be
into. I know, it's very weird, but hey, you know, I like it.
Sam Cooke.
Yeah. Well, that was, you know, that's it. That's that.
There's a raven, oh, there's a sheedy, draft bonnets, you know, if it's splendid or it blows, so raven, so sheedy.
A change is going to come.
Okay. Back to me.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a polar bear.
Oh, hell
yeah. Polar bear.
Dude. To me, this is the unofficial Coca-Cola mascot.
To me, it's the official Coca-Cola mascot.
It's the official. I'm just saying, like, I don't think of anything else when I think of Coca-Cola before polar bear.
I agree.
Yeah.
I don't think of any other bears when I see a Coca-Cola.
I don't either.
Yeah. I don't see a Coca-Cola and be like, hey, grizzly bear.
I also don't think of any other bears when I think of Andre 3000.
Yeah. You know, also, like, missed opportunity for Cocaine Bear to be white, like cocaine. You know what I mean? Don't you feel like...
I think, though, why you made that bear not that is because the white shows up better on the black bear.
That's probably true, but, like...
And it also doesn't take place in the North Pole.
You would never know. That's the thing about Cocaine Bear. That's why it would make more sense, because it would think it's snow. You know what I mean? But it's cocaine.
Dude, I like the idea that Cocaine Bear travels because he thinks that's where cocaine is because he remembered seeing snow as a kid. And he travels to that place to go get cocaine, but it's actually snow. Yeah. And in the process, he starts to get really fucking pissed at these polar bears. You know,
and it's more, it's less the cocaine and more him just angry that he's in the snow now.
Yep.
There's a aren't like polar bears like the most dangerous or some shit?
They're
like
vicious.
That?
Yeah, I think they're pretty vicious. Yeah. It's not like anybody.
So it wouldn't last long for a cocaine bear because polar bears would fuck them up proper.
Mm.
Yeah. Polar bears. Drew, you're back.
Okay. Let's go with
watching a polar bear float too. I'm not gonna lie.
A polar bear floating is pretty legit.
I don't know if we I don't think we've had a character yet, right?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Michael Jackson was a bit of a character.
He was.
So his glove.
Yeah, his glove. Let's go with I think America's favorite beagle. Maybe Snoopy.
Snoop Dogg?
Snoopy Dogg.
I like that.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with the little Charles Brown.
I like Snoopy a lot, man. He was my favorite part about the show, to be honest.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Snoopy was a cool-ass dude.
Snoopy was pretty cool.
Plus he was like a war veteran, you know?
Yeah.
Snoopy was? Oh, yeah, because yeah. he flew in the Air Force, right? With his little house.
He shot down many a Nazis.
He did.
Yeah. Shout out Snoopy, man.
I like Snoop.
True American hero.
Yep.
Right.
Not like those the fake original ones.
Dope smoking dog.
The original. He's like the original Gale Lewis, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Went
out for the homie Snoopy and the homie Gale Lewis.
Right.
What's the bird's name?
Yeah, it was Woodstock.
Tweety.
Woodstock.
I switch shows.
He did.
I switch show. Change the channel.
I remember my second
Lucy came on.
My second grade teacher had a like whole Snoopy collection in her classroom.
People love Snoopy. The official, unofficial cartoon character mascot of love.
I agree with that.
Well, I mean,
nobody ever gives a Snoopy an angry, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if you're giving somebody a Snoopy, like, it means something.
Don't give a Snoopy an anger. Did you ever snoop through your teacher's collection?
Just snoop through her E?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to quit the show. I'm going to quit the show on that one. You guys will never see me again.
Oh, man.
All right, Andy.
Plus, dude, like, when he was fucking Joe Cool.
Yeah.
Like, come on now.
Yeah,
like you don't fuck around with him when he's got them glasses on.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna go a different direction just because you went character. I feel like I want to as well.
Do you think that's how Urkel and Stefan became a thing? Because they like, what about Snoopy and Joe Cool?
I can see that. Yeah, that makes sense.
But it's the opposite.
Yeah.
Well, it's
but
not
Snoopy's also dope as hell too. Like he's not.
Well, Urkel's pretty cool too, though.
He's just saying they didn't. Like they went over the top with the Urkman, you know?
Yeah.
Where Snoopy was still cool.
Oh my god. Like, Jaleel White.
Oh my god.
Fuck. All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going with the most underrated Looney Tune of all time.
Oh shit.
You're not gonna meet somebody that doesn't like this guy. But like not nearly enough screen time. You bring him back now, everybody's instantly going to relate to this guy. I'm talking about that beast, Foghorn Leghorn.
Is he white?
I think Foghorn Leghorn has been canceled.
What?
Why?
He was canceled?
Chicken Hawk?
There's like a whole thing about like it being a super racist character.
No.
Oh, is that because he's like, I'll cite.
Yeah, I'll say boy. Like, yeah.
Foghorn Leghorn is racist?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's like because he's white with that southern accent.
Wait a second. No.
He can't be
Foghorn Leghorn is racist.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to trade for Pogs.
I would like to use my rumble sales gun.
Yes, I already did it. I said I'm trading for Pogs. I already said it.
Hold on. It's Foghorn Leghorn racist.
Yeah, I already said I was trading it. I'm getting Pogs and Drew's getting Foghorn Leghorn.
Wait, you're stealing Pogs?
Yep.
Wait, I couldn't tell who said it first, so are you guys sure that...
Yeah, run the tape back. I knew where Drew was going. I could see it in his eyes. I beat him to the punch.
Okay. God damn it.
I saw it. I saw it coming in his eyes.
Did you Rumpelstiltskin, Drew? Well,
I got it right in before.
You don't have a Rumpelstiltskin. But you do. Yeah, you do have a steel, though, so you're taking Pogs.
Yeah, I'm using my steel card.
And you're
okay.
I didn't even think about it. I saw it in Drew's eyes, and I was like, I got a steel. Oh, man.
Okay. Stolen from
me. Damn, that was a I love the fact that I was able to fucking burn that steel card.
You did. You flushed
my steel card. Because you would not have fucking stolen Pogs.
I would not have stolen Pogs. As a matter of fact, there's other things I would rather have, but I saw it coming from you, so I just went for your first pick without even thinking.
Oh, that was good.
Oh, man. Ooh, that got my heart rate up. I was like, I don't want to get left with a racist on my team.
I just took away my own steel card. I need to give it. So Andy's steel card.
Now James is the only one. Now I'm out of steel cards.
Drew has a stilt skin, and I still have a reroll a steel card and a stilt skin.
And I'm out of
everything. Jesus. Dude, you only got like 2 episodes left, James.
I should stilt skin you right now. I should help Andy and stilt skin the foghorn to you.
You should.
I wonder if I should. Well, I want to.
Although you can't do anything yet. Wait, your steel is not up for a while though. That was like a game one, right?
Yeah, it was.
Damn, that was quick thinking, Andy. Woo, I'm proud of myself right there.
I am too. That was fun. Remember,
Drew took a racist with his first overall pick.
That's right.
Oh, man. You might as well have just taken that freaking piece of cloth, Drew. Jeez.
With a pointy hood?
Yeah. Probably out of Foghorn Leghorn's feathers.
It's up. It's on my list.
Oh, man.
I'm trying to. I do see like people having debates on whether or not Foghorn Leghorn is racist.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like a.
Oh, it's always going to be a debate.
Well, now you know how to bait me out of a steel card.
But he's talking to like animals and stuff, and like other chickens and other. And he just has a southern accent.
I'm gonna have to look this one up, but because then everything I said is absolutely untrue.
I know you're like everybody loves this guy. Nobody has an issue with this guy at all. He's everybody's best friend.
There definitely is a lot of, like NPR, Reddit. People are just going back and forth. Like, is Foghorn Leghorn racist?
You know, sometimes you don't realize your biases until someone calls it out. You know,
yeah.
So.
What does Wikipedia say?
At least now I know.
What does X say?
Anything about racism?
Oh, yeah. You know who I really want to know what has to say about it?
Hmm.
Hannibal Buress. What does Hannibal Buress have to say about this?
That's true.
I don't know. Wikipedia doesn't really have anything in here that's like...
I'm just going to type in is... Whoa. I didn't even do it. I just typed ISFO and underneath it, it said, is Foghorn Leghorn racist? It popped up to the top with IS space FO.
I feel like you have to like kind of be like looking to make something racist if you know, like.
Wait, is my computer listening to me? Why would is Foghorn Leghorn racist be the top search thing when I typed IS space FO?
Wait, well, what were the other things that came up?
Hold on. Let's see. Is Foghorn Leghorn racist? Is Foghorn Leghorn a rooster? Is Foghorn Leghorn banned? Is Foghorn Leghorn a chicken? Is Fortnite down? Is Fortnite crossplay? Is Fortnite free? Is football on tonight? Is food poisoning contagious? All right. And is Fortnite festival permanent?
And I think it's listening because I feel like the food poisoning thing would be like number one.
Actually, this is kind of a cool thing. If we just gave letters, typed it in, and that was like
that's our pick. Yeah. Oh, dude, I like that. You have to use the top thing, whatever it
is. We'll do a Google draft. I like that. I will put it on this
Google
board.
Draft. That's great.
That'd be tight as shit.
Yeah.
Oh God, I hope none of us get something super bad. Okay. Well, I don't have a Rumpelstiltskin.
Andy, I think you're back. I think you're back up.
All right, Andy, your two letters are N and I.
Nike.
time.
Yeah, yours actually probably would be Nike.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna go. Some like it sweet. I just think he passes sweet. Give me white chocolate, Jason Williams.
Oh. Are you taking Jason Williams or white chocolate?
I don't think I can take Jason Williams. I don't know if he's like...
He's white.
Well, like, we're not really white.
Jason Williams is.
He is from West Virginia.
Let's see how pale Jason Williams is. Is he, if he's powder pale, then
we'll count it.
Yeah.
If not, I just have the chocolate.
Look at this blonde picture of Jason Williams.
You know what?
That dude's white.
Jason Williams is my pick. I'll tell you what, though. There is,
so the chocolate is still out there?
Yeah. Yeah, but I got white chocolate Jason Williams.
Yeah.
Who, hey, he's the first reason any of us really cared about Sacramento Kings basketball.
That's true. Jason did. And if you want to
have those passes, he would go behind his back and then hit it with his fucking elbow.
Yeah, he was like Pistol Pete, but on the crack. On white cocaine.
it was crazy. And he had like the craziest story. So he was actually a really good quarterback. And he played with Randy Moss, in high school. They were best friends.
Oh,
they
shit.
Grew up together. And, him and Randy Moss played on the football team and the basketball team together. And they were just wrecking people in West Virginia.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So he was like, he could have been like, could have gone to college or whatever to play quarterback and all that kind of stuff. Him and Randy both had some weird shit happen, like with the colleges they were going to. And I think he wasn't able to play because something happened. So he was just kind of hanging around with NBAers. He went in the draft, went super high, but like, it was like one of those first like viral things for us in some sense of like, everybody was just trying to watch Jason Williams, like, mixtapes where he was just dribbling and passing and shit.
Dude, if you want to kill a good like hour or two of your time, just fucking go down the rabbit hole of Jason Williams highlights. My God. My God.
Yeah.
This shit is so much fucking fun.
Also, look up Randy Moss, Jason Williams commercial. They did a commercial with both of them growing up, too, together.
Oh, shit.
It's bad. It's a really fucking good commercial.
Hell yeah. I actually really like that pick a lot. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. All right, Drew.
Right after Pogs.
Yeah.
Because Drew took that racist foghorn leghorn just to remind
me. Yeah, number one.
Yeah.
It's like, what's the most racist white thing I can pick?
It's not milk. I got to take that after I take the racist foghorn leghorn.
I think he's going to take KKK robes next.
Lunatic. You're still doing a calendar shoot? I took your actresses, though, and gave you foghorn leghorn for the So he's just pouring fucking milk down his body, sitting on a bed of clouds eating salt.
Yeah.
Well, he's got give me Snoopy in dog position.
give me baseball.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a white thing.
I bet you love the way the laces feel in your hand.
Dude. Especially when you get one that's like official and it's got like that nice raised thing that you can just, it feels like you could throw any pitch you wanted.
You like one that's been worn down, has been played with a little bit, don't you?
I mean, kinda.
Yeah. Laces out. But
I'm not talking out. Like smoker's ceiling yellow,
mm-hmm.
but it's a little weathered. It's been beat up a little bit, but you can still feel the laces.
Yeah. And
the slick plastic has worn off. And it just feels like a good ball.
Yeah.
I think Drew likes one that has like
a. I love a good ball.
Drew likes one that has a good thick loogie on it. You know how they spit on the ball and make it like all slick so that it goes off the bat wrong. They foul ball it.
Yeah.
If they can hit it.
Spitter.
Yeah.
Love a good spit ball. What's your favorite pitch?
Oh. Dude, like a curve that like does like that straight drop
a little bit, yeah.
Like yeah, like that, like where it just comes in, it's just like
drops down.
They call it what do they call it?
Knuckleball.
Not a slider.
No, it's a curveball, but there's like a word for it, and it's called like, I don't know if it's like yellowtail or something like that, but it basically like because it. There's some like I think it's a bird, but like it just does that, like it'll go like that straight drop,
yeah,
like so they kind of call 12 it that
to 6 curve,
yeah, the 12 to 6 like it. I love seeing that where like it look, they always say it looks like it just falls off a table because it's just going this way and just automatic like a 90 degree.
Hell yeah,
I like that, man. So like like a Nolan Ryan or a Doc Gooden, like a Doc Gooden.
Like a Randy Johnson, just fucking blow bird up with that bitch.
Well, his is more like.
Yeah, he was a slider guy.
Yeah. Doc was a curve guy.
Okay.
And he loved cocaine.
Oh, he's like, I'll show you.
That whole Mets team did.
Yeah, that whole Mets team did.
Yeah. Dude, they were awesome. They were like the U for baseball.
To stick with theme, I always go like one thing that's like just normal and white, and then I do one thing that's kind of canceled. So, well, this isn't really canceled, but it did cause like a guy to go fucking crazy and shit. So I'm going to go Beatles White Album.
Nice. I had that written down. I just put album.
Yeah. Helter Skelter, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got two murderous things and one that just murdered little boys' buttholes.
I would argue every one of your things is murderous except for Beatles' White Album, but they murdered it.
Yeah, but they caused a murderer to murder.
Yeah,
I mean, it was like murder. It's like murder
fuel.
Paper
will make you murder.
The same way the sun fuels the moon, this fueled murder. Mm. Like the yellow,
some heavy ass snow, you could get murdered.
You know how Earth's yellow sun like makes the moon glow?
Right, how it makes it glow white, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
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 I do.
Helter skelter.
Oh, man.
All right. I'm scared. And then for my final thing, I'll take a cue ball.
Ooh.
Mm.
Yeah. Dude, I like the way the cue ball feels in my hand.
It's slick. What if you traded the baseball for a cue ball and just threw that bitch?
Dude, that'd be crazy.
Damn.
I wonder, because it's smooth, so you don't like really, you won't get the torque you would with a baseball.
Would it break the bat off something proper?
Probably.
I'm sure it would. I think it's like way more dense than a baseball.
Dude, I feel like...
I also don't know how much control you would have.
Here's the thing. If you throw it right over the plate, Randy Johnson style, mm-hmm. right? And then you got like Barry Bonds that's cracking a swing at it. I feel like your umpire is getting a sharp splinter right to the eye.
Oh, yeah, your umpire's totally fucking dead.
He's dead.
100%, yeah.
Yeah.
I think a lot of bad things will happen in this combination. The catcher, you know.
I don't know where the ball's going. It might go right into the catcher's mitt. But that piece of bat is flying over his head and just impaling the umpire right in the eye.
But, like, say the catcher misses it and it hits the catcher's mask. I bet that mask can't even handle that fucking cue ball coming at it 80-some-odd miles an hour, 90 miles an hour.
Or do you think the bat destroys the cue ball?
Like, turns it, like, straight powder?
Yeah.
I mean, if it's the college game.
Aluminum?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I'd like to see this happen now.
It'd be a good experiment.
Yeah, I wonder if YouTube, because everything has been done so far, right?
Yeah, it's all been done. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
If any of you guys out there do scientists, or do science?
Scientists?
Actually, you know what? If anybody out there
is banging a scientist
please let us know. Yeah.
I typed in
you on for a science related podcast.
I feel like KA is the closest person to banging a scientist.
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude. He's fucking this close to a dentist already.
Dude, I bet he goes to like
I don't know. I typed in cue ball baseball and nothing's popping up, so I can't believe that nobody's ever fucking tried to hit a base.
Wait a second, could we set a Guinness Book of World Records?
First time
cue ball hit by a baseball bat.
Maybe because
that's not a record. We could set it.
I typed it into YouTube and it's not. It's not coming up. So,
can you imagine the guy comes out to do the world record thing, and none of us can hit the cue ball?
Look, we don't play baseball, man. We just saw it didn't exist. We just wanted to fucking try.
So then we have him amend it to world record for longest hit ball of a cue ball with a baseball bat off a t-ball stand.
Oh my god. You know what did pop up, and Al Borland is hosting it, is gulping a billiard ball. He's the world's greatest regurgitator.
What?
Some guy eats a fucking billiard ball. And Al Borland's the one fucking bringing him on stage.
Oh, man, that is not what I was expecting to hear.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Al Borland, that guy is a badass. I love that guy.
Yeah, he's got to be a big inspiration for our boy from Parks and Rec, Ron Swanson.
Most definitely. Same fucking closet. They both have the same closet.
That they probably built with their hands.
All right, Drew.
Oh, what is this, seven?
Seven.
Yeah, seven.
Let me go with white rice.
Oh, damn. I was debating it.
I love white rice.
I do too, man. Especially with like any Asian meal.
I almost some just
white rice with it.
When you said it, I almost said white rice in an Asian accent, but I stopped myself. And I don't know why. And I.
You don't know why you stopped yourself?
No, I don't know why. Like, do you guys have, when you guys hear an accent, does it like get trapped in your head where like you want to do?
Yeah, I love accents.
Dude, I was at, I'm not even going to tell this story.
Rice is delicious.
I was at a Japanese restaurant and the lady was taking the order and a friend of mine ordered a fantasy roll, and right when he said fantasy roll, I said fantasy roll, and I was just like, and I don't even know why I did it, but I just fucking, like, because I was hearing the accent, so, like, during all the ordering, and it just got lodged into my head, and it's...
Was the lady right there?
Right next to me, and I felt so bad, and I wasn't... The thing is, though, it's not a racist thing. It's all out of love. You know what I mean? Like, I just love the accent so much.
Well, we all did Rush Hour, right?
Yeah.
Both characters.
Yeah.
In Rush Hour when we were growing up, you know?
Yeah. It's all out of love. See, that's the difference. Is that, you know?
It's out of love.
Yeah, it's out of love. I shouldn't even tell that story. It's not a good story.
White rice is delicious.
You're fine. I picked Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah, number one.
Yeah. And then he picked white rice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I almost...
And then I picked Ray Rice, and you guys were like, oh, it's not white.
Thank God this isn't a rice draft. You got Jerry and Aroni, and then after that, just avoid it.
Man, two San Francisco things.
Yeah. Oh, what a treat.
All right, Andy.
All right.
That would have made more sense if I said two San Francisco treats. I'm an idiot. Too late at night.
I'm going to go with something that's delicious. It's good if you're on some sort of diet. It's great if you want to take it to the bedroom. And it's great on both kinds of pie. I'm talking about a whipped cream.
Whipped.
Yeah.
I like that.
Like, remember when we were younger and you'd just go to Walmart and you'd get those can of whipped creams? And, like, people be like, oh, let's do whip it. So you're just like, oh, I just want the whipped cream.
I've never seen someone do a whip it. I've never heard anyone say, let's do whippets. And I've never done a whip it.
I've never seen anyone properly do it. They just drank whipped cream.
I don't see what, like, what does it do? It just makes you lightheaded? Like,
I guess there's, like, the gas stuff that's in the balloon stuff, right?
Yeah, I think all it does is just remove your oxygen, which is dumb, and then makes you fucking dumb, and it makes your fucking brain hurt.
All you have to do is surround your toilet with pillows and then just squeeze too hard and don't stop.
Yeah. That's the ultimate.
That's all you got to do.
Get all the pillows in your house, spread them on your bathroom floor, and then just start pushing harder than you've ever pushed before.
Yeah. It's not even the floor as much as the corner of the sinks.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, you're right.
You know?
Probably the floor, too, though, because you're going to pass out.
Oh, that's true. If you, like, fall face first.
Yeah.
You could really do some damage to the noggin.
That's true.
Yeah.
Childproof your bathroom.
Yep. And get some whipped cream.
Yeah, but use that afterwards, like, for, like, a little dessert.
Yeah, there's nothing better than a strawberry shortcake thing with some strawberries and the little angel food cake and some whipped cream on top, some cold whipped cream.
I love that.
Why is that shit so good?
I know. It's like the perfect match made in heaven.
It is basic AF, but it is delicious every time somebody busts it out.
Dude, you have...
Anybody want some strawberry shortcake? You never say no.
You have whipped cream, vanilla, and sugar all on your team.
And pogs.
And pogs. And you can eat it all off the pogs. Yeah. And cheese. Like, that could be cream cheese. You know, and that would all go together in some type of way.
True. Cash rules everything around me.
I think you could make a...
Did you say casseroles everything around me?
Casserole is everything around us. Holy shit.
Dude, that'd be such a gangster, like thing. You go to somebody's house and they just, like, the 65-year-old white lady in the kitchen just got that hanging.
Yeah. It's like, instead of Love Lives Here, it says casserole rules everything around me.
Yeah. Oh. I love that.
Well, all right, Andy.
Listening to Raekwon on loop while she's making some banana pudding.
Casseroles everything around me.
He's like, I gotta listen to the chef as I cook.
Yeah. Oh, man. First thing I'll go with is flaky, delicious, moist cod.
Ooh, codfish.
Yeah, I like...
Man. That was,
I like fish like
that was going somewhere different until that last letter hit.
Are you saying replace the D with the CK?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Give me a white Russian.
Hmm.
Yep. And you know what? One of the great movie characters of all time. I'm talking Marshmallow Man.
Stay Puff? Marshmallow Man?
Yeah.
Or when you say white Russian, do you mean the drink?
No, mail order bride.
This is like a Jason Williams situation.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, the fucking actual... Okay.
Do you know what's crazy? I was just thinking about this. There's dudes that pay so much in, like, OnlyFans fees that they could have just bought a mail order bride.
Dude, I saw some dude, like, something where a dude paid $62,000 or something to some fucking OnlyFans chick. But the dude is also, like, like, there's videos of him, I see this pull up on my timeline, but there's videos of this dude, like, in studio with fucking Juice WRLD, and, like, so he must be in that, in the world, you know what I mean? Like, he must be some kind of, like, producer.
Juice WRLD?
I was just thinking, like, it's some, like, high-up IT person or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like... I was just thinking, like, how much is, like, a mail order bride or whatever from Russia, we'll say.
I feel like it's, like, $15.
I feel like it costs a lot of money.
You think so?
I feel like it's probably as much as adoption, which is kind of a weird thing.
No, because, like, what is the, like, what's the exchange?
Because I don't want that in my algorithm.
Well, I just want to know the exchange rate from a U.S. dollar to, what is it, Russian
dollar?
A ruble?
Rupee?
Rupee. Is that what that is, a ruble?
No, rupee is Indian.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Ruble.
Ruble.
Yeah. Okay. We're all close. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I feel like I just mixed the two. Ruples.
Yeah. One U.S. dollar is 90.6 rubles.
Wow.
So it's almost $100 per 100 rubles per dollar bill. So
it's more of like a cent.
Yeah, exactly.
More like a penny.
Yeah.
How many rubles would 50 cent be? Like,
45.
If he went overseas, would he be like 179 rubles?
49, 48.
Yeah, 50 cents is like 45 rubles.
Imagine if his name was 45 rubles.
He's only been shot four, he's been shot 4.5 times.
That is gangster.
I just saw a fucking 50 Cent joke and now I can't remember it.
Yeah.
Damn.
So ultimately, like $100 is like thousand. Yeah.
I guess it depends. Like if you're really busy, and you don't want physical contact. I don't know. It's weird. That's a lot of money to spend on like a internet thing that you could
pull up
for free on a site.
I literally just looked up how much is a Russian mailer to bride because I don't give a shit about my thing. And it says $2,500 to $4,500.
What?
That's it.
That's it?
He could have bought like 15 of them things. No disrespect.
There's literally a website called mailorderbrides.com.
Is there like levels where a premium is like 25K?
Well, the cost, it says 25 to 4,500. So a premium would be $4,500.
Do you think it's a physicality trait or a personality?
Dude, average divorce rate for a mail order bride is less than 15%.
I believe it.
Mailorderbride.com, you say.
Is it legal? Yes. It says it's legal. Average age of a Russian mail order bride is 21 to 40 years old.
Okay.
Oh, maybe that's the thing.
Because why would you go over 40 ever?
And there's an 89% success rate. With it says love success rate 89%.
How do they judge?
I don't know how they got that stat. That stat seems
It's an 89% one way love success rate.
Yeah. Now I literally just went to the website. I'm looking at mail order brides now. I'll see you guys later. Show's over. The first girl that pops up's name is Kathleen Fox, and she's fucking absolutely gorgeous. All right. Oh, well, put that in the back burner. Got it. Okay.
I did a video one time for somebody who was getting a mail order bride.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Like they had to do like a meet video, like, hi, my name's Bob. I live in Brandon, Florida.
Was very, very awkward.
Yeah.
Brought it in and paid us a bunch of money to edit like a video. I had to transfer it over and then put like a couple transitions and some music in it.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Was that what it was? Like, mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Bob.
It was like meeting and all that kind of stuff, which is weird because apparently, now this was a long time ago, but when he went over, he had already like, it had already like kind of like happened or whatever. So it was kind of like weird because it was going and picking up the person.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking to myself, that seems kind of weird. I would think like you would go over there, meet and figure out if everything works out before you come back. But no, like, it was like a done deal, and he was just like going over to, you know, pick her up, you know?
Huh.
Like, he had to go to Russia to get her?
Wherever he went.
But, like, yeah. She can't just jump on a plane and fly down here? Like,
well, I don't know if it's like, hey, this is my wife, so.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know if there was papers signed. Like, I don't know how all that stuff worked. I didn't really ask. He seemed like he wanted to tell, but I didn't ask.
Man, I would have had so many questions.
I did. I just was
but
like,
you kept it professional.
I mean, I was like 17 or 18. So I was like,
nah.
I just didn't want to get into that.
I got you.
You know, I had already been asked by somebody if they could hire me to film them.
Oh,
yeah. Nice.
Oh, not nice. Not nice at all. Very not nice.
Do you have the contact information of this guy still?
Well, the first video they made me transfer was him wearing his lady's underwear and dancing around. And the only reason I saw that is because you have to watch the beginning and end so that you know that the whole thing's there.
Oh, my God.
Super disturbing. Yeah.
You don't take that to a fucking editing store. You know what I mean? You fucking figure that shit out on your own.
Unless you want somebody to see it.
Yeah, that's exactly what that guy... He didn't want you to just film. He wanted you to join in. You know what I mean?
He's like, hey. He's like, I saw this really cute curly-headed guy at the video thing. I'm gonna take him our good tape.
Oh, man.
All right, Drew. Give us some honorables.
All right. I'm going to go with Master Shake.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm going to go with Skeletons.
Oh.
And I'm going to go with Stormtroopers.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
After that first pick you had, you've really, like, picked it up.
Thanks.
Back to me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna go with Casper.
Oh, friendly.
Because he's a ghost. He's a nice one.
He's one of the good ones.
And I'm gonna go with like R2-D2. That's a good one.
That's a good one. You surprised yourself.
Yeah, I surprised myself. And then finally, I'm doing all pop culture at the end here. Let's see.
Or you could just go back to last week.
No. I already did the white
one.
Street dandruff.
I'm going to do Frosty the Snowman because, hey, it's Christmas time.
Yeah.
I watched a movie today.
Hell yeah. I watched Home Alone last night.
That's what I'm talking about.
My first Christmas movie of the year so far.
Yeah, those were mine.
Yeah.
Well, I guess there's no trades or ad drop, so...
No, there's an ad drop.
Isn't there?
There is an ad drop, for sure.
Do I want to use that still?
I mean...
This would be a good moment to do it.
Who but... wants to do put their name in for ad drop? I'm thinking about it.
It's not really my fight to fight, so I think I'm going to save my Stiltskin for a future fight. But and I'm also locked in because my team is fucking stacked.
Well, since I got one pick that I have to keep, that's a stacked team. So I'm going to lock it in.
It's stacked now, buddy.
All right, Drew. I guess it's you.
Drew, so I imagine you're dropping baseball, but what are you picking up?
I'll be dropping Foghorn Leghorn. It's weird. Like, Foghorn Leghorn was part of the two number ones that I've dropped. And I'll be picking up Stormtroopers.
Okay.
Nice. I mean, it's a safe move, maybe, but I guarantee there's a bigger percentage of Stormtroopers that are racist.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I think that's definitely
bigger
true.
Amount because Foghorn Leghorn's just one chicken.
Yeah.
Or chicken adjacent animal.
I mean, that's one for one, though, so.
Yeah. Damn. Okay, what a squad.
Damn.
What a squad for us.
What a way to
look
squad.
Look at us, guys. We did it.
This was a fun draft.
I'm going to tag you in today, James. Why don't you.
Oh, you want me to do it? Okay, here we go.
You should read the team.
So here we go. This is, let me put on a little bit of background music.
Like a Phil Collins?
As I say, the white stuff that we drafted. All right. James, number one, jizz. Number two, cum. Number three, semen. Number four, no, I'm just kidding. That's not true. Oh, yeah. That's
true.
All right, for James's team, number one, snow. Number two, OJ's Bronco. Number three, paper. Number four, Michael Jackson's glove. Number five, polar bear. Number six, Beatles' White Album. And number seven, a cue ball. And for Drew's team, number one, stormtroopers. Number two, milk. Number three, salt. The Bible thing, not the table stuff.
Yeah, salty.
Number four, cloud. Number five, Snoopy. Number six, whoa, baseball. And number seven, white rice.
Honorable mention, Foghorn Leghorn.
For Andy's team, number one, the moon, which is yellow. Number two, sugar. Number three, cheese, which is also yellow. Number four, vanilla bean ice cream. Number five, pogs. Number six,
patties are also yellow.
Jason Williams had yellow hair. And number seven, whipped cream.
Yeah.
Man.
Shout out Zero Bars, you know?
Yeah, love a good Zero
Bar. Man. We're just waiting for that one thing that needs to be said, and then we can get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
Oh, love you, bitch.